Hello. Hi, and welcome to the Pete George Experience. I am obviously Pete George. Sorry, I'm moving everything here and making a big noise, but there we go. So, today's show is just a little bit of a heads up of what we're actually doing with this show and podcast and everything like that. Also, I'm going to talk about a little country, I call it, outside, 10 minutes it is, 10 minutes outside of Australia. So I will be having a little bit of a chat about that. But let's get into the fun stuff first. And let me just check something over here. There we go. That might pick it up a little bit sharper. Yeah, had it on manual. I was playing before. So, what are we doing with this show? Well, we're doing a fair bit. And I will be, let me just get this up. And then I'll be back. So basically what the show's going to be is a bit more educational, a bit more leaning towards politics, mental health, and interviews. And coming up when the gentleman comes back from the United Kingdom, we'll be interviewing Colin Lilley, and he's got a new song coming out on the 29th. So make sure you jump onto his sites. It's Colin Lilley Music on Facebook, and his new song coming out is Honky Tonk Southern Sky. And I have heard a little bit of it, and it's really honky tonk, and I think it tells a fair bit of his life. So we'll get to have a good chat with Colin. The other thing, and I'll show you, we've built a new website. I've done it over the last couple of days. So that's the new site, bit more on brand, using the logo a little bit. Still got a little bit to do. Need to contact the guys at Podpage, who do a clever thing for us podcasters, and that's going to be a little bit of a hint of what's to come. So you can go in there. At the moment, I think I've got all the episodes. So they're in there that we've done. Just got to do, there's a bit of a bit about, a little bit of an about and all that kind of bits and pieces. And so I've still got a little bit of designing to do. So there we go. So that's the website. I'll stop sharing that and come back to this. One of the things that we will be doing, and I've got to do a series coming up in the next little while, starting this week, and it's going to be on Australian politics. I'm going to start it with, first episode's going to be Australian, the political system, how it works, how it's into the three, federal, state, local, and how shitfully we are really, really, really over-governed. If I can quickly pull it up. And it's written, I can't find it quickly, but it's what, how we're over-governed, and some of the states are extremely over-governed, has resulted in hung parliament or a minority government down in Tassie, but we'll get into that and I'll explain that a little bit later during the week with a full video on the Australian political system. Then I'll go through and show you how we go through voting, then I'll go through how each state operates, or mainly Queensland because that's where I am. Then I'll go into politics in general, and each week I'll talk about those sort of things. And that sort of leads me into this. There's a little place 10 minutes outside of Australia, and I got this from Dame Edna Everidge. So if you know who Dame Edna Everidge is, give me a thumbs up, because Barry Humphries was a legend. So the 10 minutes from Australia is a little territory called Australian Capital Territory, which is where Canberra is, the capital of that, where our federal government sits. So this week, and I don't care how controversial this week, the ACT people, government, has decided to pass legislation that allows 14-year-olds to change their gender and name without the consent of their parents. What in the hell is this world coming to? If they're 14, that means they can be charged if they do an adult crime, as far as I'm concerned, with the same repercussions. So no consequence. And I don't think that's going to happen to people. I don't think they want that to actually happen, that 14-year-olds get charged and treated like adults. So I got no idea who the Muppets are down there in Canberra that have decided that 14-year-olds can change their gender and sex without the parents' consent. So what does that mean? It can mean a hell of a lot of other things, that they can go and get I haven't totally finished reading the bill. It's quite a lengthy bill, but they've more than likely been able to get puberty blockers, gender reassignment at 14. Here in Australia, it's a little bit different than some places around the world. They can't vote. They can't smoke. They can't drink. They can't do a lot of things, including, thanks for the thumbs up, including get married. It's illegal for an adult to have any sort of relationship with them. So why in the hell has a group of politicians, 25 of them in fact in Canberra, made that decision? And here's the other part to it that I get frustrated with. If that's their decision, did they take that to the people of the Australian Capital Territory, ACT, and let them vote on that to make a decision? And I'm getting a little bit sick and tired of a lot of politicians, political parties, people in power making these sort of decisions where they don't take them to the people, and we don't get to have a say on them. So that's my little rant, but keep an eye out, and if it happens in your state, make sure you're all over it. And we don't want kids not letting themselves be kids, because I was sure as hell at 14, I was just worried about footy, cricket, and what I was going to eat, not who I was, what I was, and I don't think anybody else was as well, so... that's that. Now, the other reason why I'm going to do a few things a little bit different, during the week I had a little issue with my pump, my heart, I went off tap and I had a little bit of an episode where I was having palpitations for about an hour, right arm went dead, ended up in hospital, doing a stress test this Wednesday. So I don't think there's anything terribly wrong. I was diagnosed with SVT, which is like a skipping heartbeat thing, but we've got to find out what it is, and then I'll come back better and stronger. I won't be doing as many lives. I'll be doing more properly cut videos because I've learned how to do that. And, so that's about it. So that's the little catch-up this week. There'll be a fair bit on the agenda coming up with those sort of things. We're going up the Sunny Coast, so we'll do a few reviews of places up there. And, yeah, absolutely looking forward to having a chat again with Colin. So I'll leave a link in the video description or cards or whatever it is on YouTube to where I interviewed Colin. It was a good chat. Yeah, he's confirmed when he gets back he'll be happy to do that. So I'll put a little bit of Colin on so you can. He's a very good storyteller and tells everything from his heart. So thanks for popping on. Thanks for the likes, shares. Make sure that you follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, all of those sort of things. And if you're not sure where to go, just go to petergeorge.com.au and you should be able to hook up to all of those things there. So enjoy the rest of your weekend, and stay happy. And as I always say, wake up and be the best version of yourself.